The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little tiny thought for you now for the day. Your relationship with the Lord is a living thing. And like all living things, it's never stagnant. If it's not thriving, it's not surviving. If it's not growing, that means it's dying. And God gives you everything you need every moment of the day. Everything you need. Gives you every heartbeat. Gives you every breath. And he also gives you every circumstance, every opportunity, exactly what you need to keep on growing closer to him, deeper in his grace. And this idea, it was first proposed by a French Jesuit priest. His name was Jean-Pierre de Caussade. Hope you've heard of him. He's master of the spiritual life, most famous for a book called Abandonment to Divine Providence. And he coined a helpful phrase, something I've always found very helpful. And he calls this the sacrament of the moment. Now everybody, I hope everybody knows what a sacrament is, right? It's the grace of God, and it's contained in a physical thing and given to us by Christ. And Caussade, he said, you know, there, something like that happens every moment of the day. Every moment of your, every single moment, there's a grace God wants to give you, and it's packaged in the circumstances of that moment. And our job is to respond to it. And this little gospel here, that's what we see Jesus doing. It's just like one thing after another, right? Because he keeps on responding. So he cures Simon's mother-in-law from her severe fever, and then he heals the sick, and then he drives out the demons, and then he captures a moment of quiet prayer at daybreak, and then he presses on to the other towns and villages and distant places that are waiting to see him, always doing exactly what's needed every moment. That's how we continue to grow. Try to imagine this. You go to a friend's house, and they've got a 5-year-old son. And you go and you look at that 5-year-old son, and you find that he's still living in his crib, and he can't speak complete sentences, and he can't eat solid food. And you know, and you look and you say, well, something's terribly wrong. This is stunted growth. Well, would you believe that spiritually speaking, it's true of all of us to some degree or another, because we haven't responded to the sacrament of the moment. You know how we fail to respond to what God gives us? Just give you three little ways. Okay, the first way is that you say to yourself, somebody else will take care of this. Now, it's true, you can't do every good thing every time. Impossible. And we have competing priorities. It's impossible to say yes to everything, because every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else, and we got our priorities. But still, isn't it the case that so often we think somebody else will do this? There's a story that I love of President Harry Truman, and he's driving through central Missouri while he's president, motorcade and all. And he sees this woman, and she's trying to herd pigs into a stall. And he stops the motorcade, and he gets out, and with double-breasted suit and wide-brimmed hat and cane in hand, he starts herding pigs. And the woman's utterly astonished that the President of the United States is standing next to her herding pigs. And she says, "Ma'am, don't be alarmed. I was a pig farmer long before I was a president, and I know how hard this can be." That's an extreme example, but you know, you don't want to stop and think that somebody else is going to do it. It might be God's sacrament for you at that moment. Something to keep in mind. Second thing that keeps us from embracing this, you know what it is? Really simple. Is complaining. And I don't mean fraternal correction, because we need that. And I don't mean failing to shine a light into dark places, because you know we need that. I'm just talking about belly aching, complaining. Things aren't the way you would have them to be. Guaranteed, wholehearted, full-throated rejection of the sacrament of the moment. You know what the third thing we commonly do is? Is we say to ourselves, there's always going to be more time. Doesn't this cause a spiritual disease day by day? You know, you procrastinate and you say, well, you know, maybe I'll pray later, or I'll answer that message later, or I'll take care of that problem later. And what happens, it's kind of like what I said, you know, yesterday. It's like today looks just the same as yesterday did. And yesterday and tomorrow looks just the same as today did. And you keep saying this throughout the course of the year. And this year looks just the same as last year did. And you know, eventually, what ends up happening is you run out of time. And death catches you and you're not prepared. Little thought now for you for the day. The importance of the sacrament of the moment. One more way to keep your relationship with the Lord alive and thriving. One more way to hear and to obey. Amen.